36. A Special and Important Work. Context. This open letter to the students of Oakwood appeared in the magazine The Southern Field Echo, April 1, 1910. Are you daily preparing for graduation into the higher school? Are you daily becoming better fitted for entrance into the heavenly courts? Are you making the most of your privileges, seeking earnestly to overcome all evil habits? At the great examination day, one wrong habit unconquered will keep you from receiving the overcomer's reward. Do not let sin obtain the victory over you. Strive to enter in at the strait gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. There is a special and important work for you to accomplish. Clear directions are given in the Word of God regarding the part that you are to act. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of all perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I would urge upon you the importance of determination to honor God by consecrating to him the power of mind and body. It is your privilege to give yourselves to God. In word and deed, seek to honor him. Set your mark high, and by constant watchfulness gain decided victories. Be kind in all you do and say. If anyone speaks harsh, irritating words to you, do not retaliate. Speak gently, and thus help those around you to bear the cross after Jesus. In every perplexity, ask God for advice and counsel, and it will be given. When your mind is troubled, go to the Lord Jesus and ask him to give you his grace. Cast all your care upon him who cares for you. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.